With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I already, Stephanie, I'm kind of in awe of you right now. Stephanie Beggs is a 28-year-old nurse who became an influencer while going to nursing school. But Stephanie, welcome to Wake Up Call. Your story does not start there. Let's go back to what you became or what you wanted to be, I guess, in the beginning. You didn't graduate college at first with a nursing degree, right?
Correct. Yes, I did not. I actually, my first degree was business marketing, and I had a completely different idea of what I was going to do in life, and it wasn't nursing. So.
And you got, you were like an operations assistant at Warner Brothers and decided what this Hollywood biz isn't for you?
Exactly. Yeah. I decided once I got that degree, I was like, might as well give it my best shot because I spent 4 years getting that degree.
Yeah.
So I went and I worked as in the operations department at Warner Brothers. And then I did give it my best shot and then realized afterwards that it just was not my jam. So I went back to school and went into nursing.
So you, I guess when you were younger, you enjoyed science and anatomy. So you sort of went back to sort of a buried passion, it sounds like.
Yes, exactly. I knew I wanted to go back into to pursue something that I wanted to do probably halfway into my marketing degree. But I was so close to getting that degree that I thought might as well just get it. I love school in general. So I knew that I would be going back to school anyway. So I decided to just get that degree, tried it out, gave it my best shot. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to go back to school anyway. Might as well just go back for something that I personally love, which was science, medicine, all of that.
Okay. So when you go back to school now, you're trying to learn and you're studying and things like that. How in the world did you end up thinking, hey, I'm going to post me studying on TikTok? How did that come about?
Yeah. So a couple months prior to graduating nursing school was when COVID hit and quarantine happened. I love to study out loud. I like to teach things out loud to people. That's just how I was throughout all of nursing school. And even in my first degree too, I would call my friends and teach them things. So when quarantine happened, I had nobody to study with. And so I started creating these videos, teaching myself. And really it started as just teaching myself to learn things for the board's exam. And then I posted them on social media because I had nothing else to do during quarantine. And then realized that pretty much a lot of the world kind of learns the same way I do. So then I started to continue to post them and grow this business just based off that, pretty much.
You have hundreds of thousands of followers now who wanted to see your study notes. And I think that's incredible. Yet you found this niche where a lot of times people are like, hey, you know what? I can keep that on in the background. Stephanie can be telling me, you know, what I need to know or something like that. And then I can always hit pause and go look it up or whatever. It sounds like you sort of stumbled into something that really a lot of people appreciate.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I completely agree. I feel like I didn't realize how well, not to toot my own horn, but how well I am at breaking down topics that are really hard to learn in nursing school. And so these people that watch my videos and kind of stumble across me are like, oh, wow, I didn't have to spend hours learning, you know, one of these really difficult medical conditions when she just broke it down so easily. And so I kind of stumbled upon it that way, I would say. I sparked people's interest and then they kept watching.
All right. How did you end up making millions by doing this?
Oh, the hustle. I would say, I don't think there was really any plan I never like intended for it to be this big, but I think just consistency of once I passed the board's exam, I started making this content on social media more for others than it was for myself at that point. So I was just consistent in what everybody was struggling with in nursing school. I also wanted to stay current with myself, like for like my first job and stuff like that. So I just stayed consistent in learning forever up until literally now.
And do you think that your marketing degree, or at least your knowledge of marketing, helped, like that the two combined got you to where you are?
Yeah, it's so funny. I always tell people that I feel like I've never used my marketing degree more until I became a nurse. Which is so funny because I never, ever, ever thought that the two worlds would collide for me. But when they did, I realized, yes, I think my marketing degree definitely helped me in the sense that I kind of was familiar on semi a little bit, like how to run a business or what to, you know, who my target market was and stuff like that.
I assume that in nursing, you're constantly having to probably learn or go to class or get recertified, sort of thing. So will you be posting your notes on Etsy and kind of continuing this business in addition to being a nurse?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that is the plan. You are always learning in healthcare. And things are always changing. So I feel like the resources that I can make are going to never end because we're always going to be learning.
Right. Okay. So Stephanie, for anybody who's listening right now and is thinking, hey, I want to get some of her notes, where can they go on Etsy to find you and where can they go on TikTok to watch you?
Yes. So you can go on Etsy. All of my products are on my shop called RN Explained. You can also go onto any of my social media accounts, TikTok and Instagram. There's so much knowledge on those platforms. So I teach my products pretty much in 60 or 90 seconds on my social media. And it's at Stephanie Beggs on Instagram. And then TikTok is at Steph Beggs with no S at the end.
Got it. You are amazing. You're an inspiration.
Thank you.
And I'm high-fiving you big time. That is awesome.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Take care and best of luck to you.
Thanks. You too.
See you later. That is Stephanie Beggs. And by the way, her name is spelled Stephanie, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-E-E. Stephanie Beggs, B-E-G-G-S. It's brilliant. You know, it's one of those things where here she is thinking that she's helping herself and that she can do it by just talking out loud and then ends up helping other people and then ends up making $2 million off of it. Why? Why can't I come up with something that brilliant? Such a smart idea.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.